Hi, I'm Koshin Chris Kane, abbot of the Puget Sound Zen Center on Vashon Island, Washington. We're glad to be able to bring you these podcasts. If you'd like to learn more about our Zen Center, please visit our website at pscc.org.
Good evening. I got my start in life as a Christian. I grew up in the Christian tradition. But after a while, it didn't make sense to me anymore. The Christian beliefs and the things that we did. And so I left that tradition, found another one. And Zen tradition. And when I went to Mount Baldy Zen Center, my first summer that my koan was Jesus Christ died and went to hell, and then went to heaven. And on the third day, he rose again. How do you resurrect? So there I was, back in my Christian roots. I couldn't escape it after all. What I learned to do over time was to look back at my Christian tradition and see some of the forms and beliefs as beautiful, as something metaphorical. So death and resurrection now, I talk about it all the time. It's a very meaningful metaphor for me. Just like when I learned the sign of the cross, I mean, this symbol of death in many cultures, you know, has a different meaning. It's the intersection of the divine world with the human world. I'm a lover of mythology and of story. So, like some of the old Buddha stories, I say sometimes, I tell the kids at the Family Zen program, I don't care what, this probably didn't happen. I don't care whether it happened. What I care about is why it lasted for so long. Like, what did it tickle in people that had it keep going? There's something there. It's like a puzzle. But it's also something that we get to interpret. We get to reinterpret it over and over again. Forms are like that for me. The form of Zen, that these forms that we do, they're like old stories to me. They've lasted a long time, and I don't know what they're all about sometimes, but they reveal themselves in a way over time by doing them and by sort of rumor. I love, like, picking up little things. Oh, Hosen told me, yeah, that's what that means. Oh, really? Oh, that's cool. I never heard that before. That's the way it works. I'll take that. So, you know, a form like Gyodo is a crazy form. For me, I mean, I don't know. Nobody explained to me just what's going on with Gyodo. But it was very clear at one point that we should have this equal sound and silence. And then I knew from, you know, knowing my teacher, okay, I know what that's about. It's equal self and no self. It's the equal. We're chanting the Heart Sutra for Christ's sake. Form is emptiness. Emptiness is form. And that is a physical representation right there of that exact thing. Con. Form. Blank. Emptiness. G. That was form again. Then emptiness. And to keep the integrity of those is important. That's why I, you know, say, okay, like the other day, later on, as the chant goes on, form will tend to take over, like form tends to do. And so let's keep the integrity of the emptiness and listen for it. And it, in a way, it's kind of become more fun for me now. Like every time I do it, I think about that. That as kind of like going for it. I also believe in that. As a, like that the self should manifest itself without hesitation, unshyly. And then emptiness should manifest itself. We should empty it. Manifest that immediately. So I dig it. I dig it. The only way to do it, the only way to dig it is to just do it, you know. Really throw yourself into it. If you hold yourself back from Gyodo, it's just... wow, this is weird. What have I... I hope my mom doesn't see me now. You have to yell so loud that you just forget all about that. Just completely enter it. But I really appreciate form for as mythology. You know. So tonight we hit the shoji hit the han, and it's another one of those symbols, another one of those forms. It's the block of wood out there that we hit. I didn't know. You know, in my day, when you came up Aldi, you weren't told anything. Yeah, just like, I mean, in a way, William just came, right? And just the only thing Shoji and I had time to say was follow along. So it was follow along, figure it out later, through rumor, what to do. And that is the old style. That's the way it was for, you know, that's the way it was for me. At Mount Baldy, nobody told me about what anything meant, and I wasn't asking questions, so I just did these things for a long, long time. And then, so they were hitting a block of wood, and for a long time I just knew that it was a block of wood, and that we hit at the beginning of, seemed like in the morning and in the evening. And then somebody told me, I don't remember when, but it wasn't right at first, it was a little while later. That what's customarily written on the Han, which is life and death are great matters. Time passes swiftly like an arrow. Don't waste time, or in some, don't waste your life. Work hard, be diligent. Be diligent, work hard. So it's a call, you know, it's a call to both to work hard, that kind of strong, you know, that I hear in it. Boom! I asked the Shoji now to open the door so we can all feel it. Boom! Boom! But also the passage of time. We're going to die. You know? I mean, some of us maybe before others, but in the big scheme of things, in the blink of an eye, we've got a short time here. And so there's that kind of mournful. That's what I hear in the tick, 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 all the way down. That's the passage. The message is impermanence, you know? We're not here for long. Let's remember that. And let's use this time to the best of our the best we can. Let's really practice with conviction. And let's go. Let's not waste this life. And later, much later, years and years later, I heard that one of the symbols in there, I think it's for time, the way, like maybe there are different characters for time, but this one is sun and moon. And so it's hit in the morning at first light to remind us that time is passing. And then in the evening as well, like, because it's the reminder that that's when things are changing, that's when things are, time is passing. It's just moving away, you know, like an arrow. So it's become beautiful for me and meaningful, and I hope it becomes meaningful for you too when you hear the han, when you hear play. Just you won't think about it every time, but now and then. Oh, okay. Let's get to work. Time. I don't want to waste my life. I don't want to waste my life. We have to dedicate ourselves. You know, we need those reminders to dedicate ourselves to spiritual work. It's so easy not to do it, to get caught up in all kinds of other things. And so the Han reminds us, let's get back to work. Well, we are working, right? We signed up for this retreat. We've been sitting for a while. And like Hosen said in the first evening talk, it does get easier after a little while, for a couple of days. And I feel it. I feel like I've... Well, this is my schedule now, you know? And I can use it. But the Han reminds me, use it. Lean in now. And I want to ask you to do that. These kind of later days are kind of special. I mean, everything's has its own character. But there's something special about these later days, last couple of days, where we've built up practice energy. And it's now that it's important to really use it, cash it in. Don't just fritter it away, you know, thinking about the next thing. But feel it. Like, feel how you feel more settled than you did before. And then lean into that to really go deeper. Like, this is the time. This is the time to really go deep. To go deeper than you have been before. To go to some place that feels a little unfamiliar. Find a new level of quiet. So, I want to ask you to commit yourself tonight to this practice and really dedicate yourself to finding a deeper quiet. Finding it, really see if you can't identify with that quiet place and really inhabit it. Work hard.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Puget Sound Zen Center. Thanks so much for listening. To learn more about our community, you can visit our website at p-u-g-e-t-s-a-u-n-z-e-n-t-e-r.org. szc.org.